Well, maybe in this final part of the interview, Chris, on WeChat, we'll perhaps go full circle. So we start off by describing how very much a local boy, born in Wivenhoe, learnt his trade around some of the finer pubs in Clacton and Colchester, went to London, studied. You mentioned some of your really, really fine achievements, so playing in all the established jazz clubs in London, and of course, at the show at St Mary's, we must mention again, the 8th of October. But very, very recently, I think roughly around the same time as me, you have moved back to Wivenhoe. So if that's not really sort of too personal to touch upon, you know, what were those circumstances and what brought you back to this place, please?
Well, part of it was that I actually don't like being in a city all the time, and I've always wanted to get out into the countryside, and in fact, Wivenhoe is one of the nicest places I can think of in the in this country to be. It's also, although it hasn't been plain sailing completely, it is possible to be a musician and play around this country from here, although it's not a very, not that a strategic location really, but it is possible. And also I've been kind of doing better gigs where I don't need to, there was a time a while ago when I would never turn anything down and would be doing a gig for 50 quid in Old Street or something, you know. Whereas now I'm able to be slightly more discerning, and I'm doing more things around the country and the UK, and in fact some things abroad. I'm playing in Croatia in a couple of days. I'm playing in, you know, in up north a lot, in London a lot. But so really, you know, it doesn't necessarily make that much difference where you live, although petrol's not exactly cheap these days.
But it's only an hour from London if you're going by train.
I never am, though. That's the problem. So I've always got to take two guitar amps and two guitars and a suit and a load of stuff, unfortunately. Occasionally I can take the train, but usually I have to drive.
It seemed like some kind of random rambling lifestyle. I don't want to romanticise it too much, you know, but this idea of putting your guitar on the back of your back and then walking off or catching a train, almost in some sort of Woody Guthrie troubadour style.
I wish.
Is it like that?
Not really, no.
is it quite a structured lifestyle that you live, and would you find that month by month you're doing the same things, the same number of shows?
I do love it. I do love it. And it is very varied, which is what I quite like. I mean, for example, I don't know, this year, you know, what tends to be the problem is that the winter and spring, or, well, January, February and March tend to be relatively quiet, which are also quite grim periods in general in England. But the year as a whole, things really vary, you know. I mean, last year I actually ended up doing 180 gigs or so in total over the year, which is quite a lot, you know. And that's everything from playing, covers, pop covers and rock covers at corporate events, to playing at the Royal Festival Hall. And I played at the, some concerts in Italy, some various recording sessions for people playing all kinds of different music. So I love the variety of it, certainly, yeah.
Is it quite different when you're doing recording sessions? So it's not probably in your name, although I guess you will be hopefully credited upon the recordings. But are you very much the guitarist for hire there, and what the person who's hiring you says goes? Do you get a chance to be a bit more creative?
Well, actually, it completely varies. There are times when everything is, and this is where it pays to be good at sight reading, because that's something most guitarists are not. And if you are very good at sight reading, which I've, I'm improving at it over the years, that helps you get more work in that kind of type of thing, because being able to read well is something that's required on a lot of studio sessions. But sometimes you'll have to read everything and they want exactly the same. Sometimes there's a lot of input. Sometimes they don't know what they want at all, you know. And sometimes, like, you know, it can be quite stressful, actually, because the time is always short. The money's rolling by with every minute and they want you to get it right, you know. And I did some sessions, actually, for Tony Platt, who was the producer of a lot of big rock albums. Like, he was the producer of Back in Black by AC/DC and Highway to Hell. And he was the studio engineer on Led Zeppelin 4 and various things. And I was playing guitar with him on the other side of the glass with, you know, and you never know where you're playing and the take finishes and there's a bit of silence and you don't know whether they're going to say that was great or we're going to have to try something else. You know?
And it's it's probably not as if there's a shortage of musicians who are available for hire. So very competitive.
I've got the numbers for more than 60 guitar players, professional guitar players in my telephone. And that is nothing. That's the tip of the iceberg, you know. of as to who's available, you know, people around in London and around the UK.
You're making it sound very, very pressurised, Chris. So if you maybe have one session where perhaps you don't quite perform as to your usual standard, that could be the one on which you're remembered by.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's not always that easy a job, you know.
Which must, I don't know, I'm trying to, again, bring this, keeping it Wivenhoe based. Being back here is somewhere where perhaps you can just come back and unwind and escape from all of that professional music attitude.
Right, absolutely. Wivenhoe is certainly a very, very, very relaxed and accepting kind of place, which is very nice.
And has it changed much, do you think, in the time that you've been away, either as a town or even kind of music specific wise? Because there's obviously still gigs that do take place here.
Yeah, there's a lot of very musical people in Wivenhoe, and yeah, absolutely. And they're doing really good things at the station pub, certainly. Yeah. But it has changed. There's been the sort of housing developments and so forth. But it's essentially, I think it's got a lot nicer probably overall, because it was a bit of a, like the house where I grew up on Clifton Terrace was a bit of a slum when I was a kid, but it's all quite nice around there now. In general, it's I think it's improved, if anything.
And you must have grown up with Mayfair. That probably
has
been a constant.
I've played at the Mayfair a few times,
I saw you this year. I thought, there is Chris Allard. You can go and see his website and read his achievements. And he was bucket collecting. He was shaking the bucket. Yeah. I thought it was wonderful.
I've kind of had it with playing at the Mayfair, actually. But the thing is, you can't, because it's great to do charity things. And I do, in fact, I did a charity concert a few days, involved in a charity concert a few days ago. But I can't really get a band down to play in Wivenhoe for free from London, you know, the people that I play with normally. So it's a bit difficult to get them to agree to do the Mayfair, because they haven't got any connection with it personally, you know.
And maybe one more thing, Chris, before we move on to a final song as well. So what I do like, many things about you with your music and the way you're going about organising a concert here locally, but you're also keen to pass on what you've learned to other people, perhaps slightly younger than Wivenhoe or even older. So you're hopeful maybe of doing some tuition.
Ah, right, yes. Well, teaching, yeah. I've done quite a lot of teaching over the last 10 or 15 years or so. In fact, I'm officially a professor at Guildhall, actually, now. A part-time professor at Guildhall, although that doesn't really amount to, that's they call me for some things here and there. But I also teach at the Colchester Institute on their degree course in popular music. And I teach at a prep school in Hampstead as well, occasionally. But I really enjoy teaching one-to-one, and I am starting to do that in Wivenhoe. So if anybody is interested in guitar lessons, they should contact me, which I'm contactable via my website.
Yeah, so chrisallard.co.uk. So is it a very, very, in these schools, is it a very practical sort of situation where it is holding a guitar and you move around your fingers and you say, follow this, do this, or is it theory at all?
It depends. At the prep school I teach at, it's classical guitar that I teach. But obviously all the kids want to learn how to play Red Hot Chili Peppers songs, really.
Smoke on the Water.
And Smoke on the... Actually, yes. That a lot on account of the School of Rock and that Guitar Hero computer game are the reasons why people still want to play Smoke on the Water, I think. But at the Colchester Institute, they're more advanced, and it's a lot of bits harmony. But basically, I've kind of gradually developed a sort of method for... It's quite easy as a guitarist to pick it up and not really improve, even if you are practicing, because you don't know how to practice. You know, and that's something that I learned from having lessons with some really great people at Guildhall, was how to practice in an effective way and make the best, most effective use of your practice time. And so I attempt to teach people that, in killing a lot of birds with one stone and improving their playing in the time they have.
And what's your opinion of these computer-generated musician games, which have got very advanced now?
Yeah.
I fail to see the point, because you're holding... what is in essence a guitar, but it's not a guitar, and you're watching a TV screen and it says put your finger here when this comes along. Surely that is just one small step away from actually buying a guitar and play the guitar.
Why not just practice the guitar? Certainly, I think I'm with you on that. And in fact, it's not only that, but there's all kinds of things all over the media that, I mean, I guess always when as a teenager, when I was a teenager, everyone wanted to play the guitar or the drums or bass or whatever, because it was perceived to be cool. But now it's just kind of got out of hand, because like there were even billboards advertising perfume with pictures of the models advertising perfume playing electric guitars, and there's Guitar Hero and all of these things, and it's now it has nothing to do with music. Previously, it was kind of connected to music, but it was more about image, really, for teenagers. But now, that all of that kind of stuff is entirely about image.
It's a lifestyle.
It's very shallow. Yeah. It's very shallow. And a lot of kids and teenagers and adults start playing guitar based on the image, don't do any practice, and they're not really interested in playing the guitar. They're interested in what it represents to them.
Well, it's good to see that somebody is still keeping this tradition alive, and especially so here in Wivenhoe. So we're coming towards the end of this particular broadcast, but we'll finish with one more tune from Chris. I have a number of things to say and a number of certainly plugs to get in before we do finish. So I've been speaking with Chris Allard. I think a really good starting place is to go to Chris's website. It's as simple as chrisallard.co.uk. And if you want to put yourself forward for one of these conversations, for WeChat, please do email me. It's jason@radiowivenhoe.co.uk. And the concert, so Chris, if you want to maybe pass on any of the details or anything else you'd like to explain to people.
Yes, the concert in Wivenhoe, it will feature the incredible singer Jackie Dankworth, who is described in the Times as one of our finest singers, regardless of category. She is coming to Wivenhoe, of all places, having played all over the world, New York and all the greatest concert halls and theatres, the Hollywood Bowl and all these places, and she's coming to Wivenhoe on the 8th of October. And we've also have Charlie Wood, who was nominated for Best Organist in the USA 2010 Downbeat Readers Poll, and he was also nominated for Best Album in the USA last year in the Downbeat Poll. He's coming to Wivenhoe. We have Dudley Phillips on bass, who's really one of the best bass players in the UK, and he's toured the US with Bill Withers. He's toured with Mark Knopfler recently. He plays all over the place. And Roy Dodds, who's a great drummer, and he's a founder member of Fairground Attraction. He's been playing for a long time. He's a really lovely, lovely musician. We'll be playing all kinds of different music. Please come along, and it's £10 tickets at the Wivenhoe Bookshop. Thank you.
An absolute bargain. So the 8th of October, the bookshop, get down there, buy some tickets. One more point.
One more plug, actually. If we have time. Do we have time?
Always got time for talent.
I'm also doing a tour with my band, which is sort of instrumental, contemporary, it's jazz, but it has elements of rock and blues and things as well. And we're doing a tour of the UK in November. We're playing at the International Guitar Festival in near Liverpool. And we're playing at the Stables, and we're playing at the Pizza Express Jazz Club in London. We're playing at various other places, but we're also playing at the Colchester Arts Centre on the 13th of November.
So maybe if you like what you hear, which I'm sure you will at St Mary's, a month later, just head into town for the Arts Centre.
Thank you very much.
So a final song, anything planned? A brief introduction or an explanation, please, Chris?
Okay, yeah, I'll play... I wasn't sure what I'd play, but I've just decided I will attempt to play...
Smoke on the Water.
Smoke on the Water. Yeah.
Please don't.
An Austro-Hungarian version of Smoke. No, I'm going to play a beautiful ballad by one of the very greatest guitarists who've ever lived, who's called Pat Metheny, great American guitarist. This is a ballad called The Road to You.
Okay, well, Chris Allard, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.